Welcome to episode 4 of the Forward Life podcast. Man, you know what happened before we go into any of the topics that's going on here. I did the whole thing to get my Twitter account from an inactive account, right? Like, obviously, if it was an active account, I wouldn't do this. But the account is super duper inactive, made back in like 2007. So, I did the whole thing with getting the account information and putting in my photo ID just to prove that I am who I am. And they come back and tell me that I should just use like an asterisk, or not an asterisk, but like some kind of character at the end, or using the real Forward Life or whatever it may be, in order to have my own account. Come on, dude. That account is not active at all. Let me use it. But how's everybody? With that being said, make sure you go check out my Twitch, Forward Life on Twitch. My Twitter, Forward Life, but with a zero. My Instagram, the same thing, Forward Life, but with a zero as the O. And my Facebook fan page, Forward Life, spelled as it's spelled. So what are we going to talk about today? I'm starting to put all these episodes onto Anchor in order for us to use it on multiple platforms, so we can actually have it on the website and have it on iTunes and such and such. I gotta check out how that works and see if it's going well. Thank you for your concern. And my website's coming up, where we're doing really great things for Forward Media. And that's pretty much it. This part would be the section where, if I had a sponsor, I would come and provide the sponsor right here. Okay, so the first thing that I wanted to bring up, again, we're going through Reddit topics, just for the simple fact that these Reddit topics are things that I find to be very important for people to talk about, and they are questions that are asked, and you know, it's really good for us to talk about it here in a space where, you know, I can just explain to you things that you could do, opposed to, you know, arguing why you did this and why you did that. So let's go with this. The Reddit user goes on to Reddit and says, "I just had probably the worst dream possible." Okay, that's the topic. Now, he goes on to explain a lot about what happened. And the biggest thing that happened was that he was playing TF2, or the whole crux of it. He was playing TF2. Some trolls were DDoSing the server that he was playing on. And then some trolls ended up then going to his Twitch channel and song requesting a bunch of music that was not deemed appropriate, and then ended up making multiple accounts when they banned them, and the streamer ended up just quitting that night and just saying, okay, forget it, we're done, I'm gonna come back tomorrow. Okay, now it's important to bring up that this person has only been streaming for 2 months and uses this one-time thing to then talk about it onto Reddit, and it's bringing up this whole shitstorm of conversation over this thing. The best thing to have done, in my opinion, would have been to just switch the game entirely, which he did, and then, you know, disabled song request so that you don't have these people requesting music that is inappropriate. So that this is something that people have to go through a lot of the times when they're streaming, and I think it's very important to know what you can do to prevent this type of things and how to stop it in its tracks as you see it's happening. So I would invest in everybody to go and get this program called AnkBot, or some people might know it as Streamlabs chatbot. The reason why I use this is that it has all the functionality of any of the other bots that you might have on your web browser that connect onto your chat, but you don't have the functionality of like stopping things and continuing things. You don't have macros so that you can actually disable things as they're happening. You can let's say you can press Control Alt F, and that will cancel all the commands that you have on your chat so that nobody is just spamming !Discord, and your whole chat is nothing but !Discord and your Discord link. What I think is important for you to do is to have a way for you to stop all of the things that's happening without taking away from your entire stream. And it becomes very, very professional for you to do this, because you're spending less time trying to fight off the trolls and you're spending more time to talk about other things and kind of brush away what happened. Because the thing that trolls and the thing that people do to have fun is to pick at you and get that reaction out of you. If they pick at you and they see that you're having quote unquote fun with it, then they may continue, but they'll get bored after a while. Instead of you getting really upset and really mad and you're like, wow, this is so funny. I can't believe I got them to cry on stream. This is the best. Right? There's a lot of videos on YouTube of people doing like really insane things and Twitch chat and other trolls that are just like feeding off of it and enjoying every single second of it because it's entertaining to them. Some of it is very entertaining to me as well, because you get people that are trying to do like call-ins. You're doing people that have call-ins for suggestions and stuff like that, and it just doesn't work well. It's just like it's cringy, and it doesn't work well for the streamer. And it's like, why are you letting this happen, right? You're asking for this. But that also goes hand in hand in why they're so popular, I think, right? Like 4sen is a big one of them. It's like a huge example of this, right? But he holds a big portion of all the trolls and all the weird people that go on to stream just to do this type of thing. But then you have some channels that like Shroud that has Banana Man that goes on to PUBG and they just play around and have fun with PUBG and like that's fun, right? That's fun, that's cute, that doesn't offend anybody, that is just, good entertainment for Twitch. Like that's cool, right? That's cool. Anyways, so this whole thing was kind of handled poorly. Because the biggest thing was that you had to stop streaming. I think that was the big thing that really ruined my perception of what you can do as a streamer. I think if you had simply just ignored them and kind of turned off any possible way for them to troll you, then that would have been much better. For example, the DDoS, you can easily go play a single player game. Perfect. You're playing a single player game, you're streaming it. Then this is the DDoS of the server that you're playing on. The second thing was the song request songs that you activated the song request ability or the song request command so that people can come and song request music for you onto your channel. Disable that, obviously. And then another thing was that this person kept on making accounts. After getting banned, they would make another account and come back. So there was a thing on Twitch, and I implore for a lot of people to actually go through a lot of the settings that you can put onto Twitch, and so just so you can have these things much more readily available to yourself when you need to actually use it. But the thing was that he could have easily had a follower, like a chat restriction, so that people that were only followers for half an hour could come and chat. So now this person has to make another account, follow you, right? Has to make another account, follow you, and then say something that's overtly offensive, get banned, and then come back for another half an hour. So you have a half an hour for you to, you know, entertain and do other things and be the best streamer that you can be, and then go and talk to, and then have to deal with this person that comes back after the half an hour. Or you can make it 10 minutes or 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever it may be. Or even the day. Like you have to be a follower for an entire day in order for you to chat. Like, and I understand that as a new streamer, like, this is not good, but you can always put in the description or always put in your channel, how do you call it? In your channel's overlay, you know, a piece of text that says, I apologize for the one day follower chat. I'm getting trolled right now or something like that. Or you can explain it, right? Right. Or even, and because you're using bots, you can easily come and say, or even have an emote only, right? You can come and say, okay, the chat command comes up, you know, every 10 minutes of saying, sorry guys about not being able to have chat on because, I'm getting trolled right now. Please stand by and I'll have it switched in a moment, right? So that's your way of being able to stream properly. And you have regulars that are coming to the stream anyways. So use that opportunity for people to explain things to other people that come by. You know, the big thing too is that, you know, a lot of the streamers that are new have a lot of lurkers anyways. So people don't even chat for the first 10 minutes or 20 minutes. You have people just watching and enjoying your content, which is beautiful, right? Okay, so that was cool. That's a good thing. I think I'm gonna like a lot of the episodes. I think I'm gonna like a lot of the episodes that I'm gonna do in the future for the simple fact that I want to be able to teach and talk about things and teach things. You know, get that kind of going. So the next topic we have here is something that somebody suggested onto the Twitch Reddit, and it goes by the suggestion is this, and then again, this is not my suggestion. This is a suggestion that I found on Reddit. Every hour, one random streamer presented on the front page. So this is something that I think should not happen. I'm a firm believer that Twitch is doing the right thing in not promoting a lot of their affiliates and not promoting a lot of the people that are just new, because the people that are affiliates or just new are not able to, you know, take in a lot of the big viewer base and, you know, kind of control the situation of what's happening to their channel and their chat. I think, and I maybe some people don't agree with me, but I firmly believe that because a lot of the things that are happening on Twitch, you know, with like the trolls and stuff like that, that's kind of why I picked the first one. But I think a lot of people need to understand how to prevent a lot of these things from happening on their channel for this exact reason. And what I'm trying to say is that imagine being this random streamer that gets put on the front page, and then nothing, and then all of a sudden some guy song requests a song, and it's just blaring out the word, the N-word, all the time. All the time, just blare out the word, the N-word. And then let's say that the streamer, this random streamer, gets put on the front page, and they are using these derogatory terms, like the F word that is used to say bad things about the gay community or the, you know, I never say this right, the LGBTQ, I forget, I apologize. The that community, you know who I'm talking about. I apologize. That community, it kind of comes to like a thought in my head that, like, okay, imagine you're going through the channel. Imagine you're a sponsor, that you're an advertiser, that you're a person that's putting your money onto Twitch. And the first thing that you do is you come on and you see the first few channels that you see is somebody yelling out and being very aggressive and very mad at their chat for saying something, and it's on the front page. It's not good for anybody that's watching Twitch. It shows that there's a lot of immature people on Twitch, and it kind of brings down the quality, the overall quality of the stream. Of the streaming platform. Now, that's not to say that this doesn't already happen, because it does already happen. You can see a lot of people that go on the front page of Twitch that are just like, that are not doing anything with it. Again, I think I brought this up last time, but you know, they're just coming onto the stream and just playing the game, not really interacting, and just have music playing, right? I feel like a lot of the times streamers that are affiliates just do that and don't do much else, right? And it would be cool to be able to coach these channels and tell them what is and what shouldn't be. But again, that's like the whole cookie cutter argument that people might bring up. But regardless, I feel like this kind of suggestion wouldn't work out. Again, I feel like it wouldn't work out. Maybe it would. But I think this comes hand in hand to the issue that Twitch is having, or at least the issue that I think Twitch is having, and that is the inability to, you know, promote their affiliates and promote the newer streamers. And I'm not sure if I said this before on this podcast, but I really feel that there should be a tier between affiliate and partnered that kind of has like half the amount of viewers that the partners have. To become an affiliate, you only need 3 viewers, okay, and the stream time and the stream days, sure, whatever, that part is super easy to do, but the viewers is the more hard part. Even affiliates, people that are affiliates, don't have the ability to get 3 viewers, right? So the viewer part is super hard. So getting the stream time and the stream days in order to become a partner is super easy, right? But getting the viewers is what's really hard it's really hard in becoming a partner. And it's 75 viewers, concurrent viewers, average concurrent viewers in the last 30 days. That would mean that somebody would have to really come in with a big host of 1,000 viewers at one time, and it'd be really big for the channel to get partnered, which is cool, fine. But the thing is that there's no way for affiliates to get to that point without being pushed in front of people's eyes, right? So let me organize my thoughts. There should be a point in between that kind of helps newer streamers become a higher tier than affiliates, you know, like instead of being partnered, they become they become a professional affiliate, or, you know, affiliate plus or something like that. Affiliate plus or you can figure out the name Twitch, but something like that, right? And then from there they can get promoted. They can be looked at in terms of people that can become promoted by the algorithm. You can get people to come onto that and become way better streamers with you know, there's only affiliates and partnered, and the partners are the ones that get more of these brand deals and all these different things. But affiliates don't get much of that because they don't have enough leverage to go to companies and be like, listen, I have a professional Twitch partnership that I can do it. Let's partner. They go, yes. But they go to a company saying, I'm an affiliate with Twitch. They go, oh, but that doesn't really mean anything. Assuming that the company knows what being an affiliate means, right? Like, imagine if I went to XSplit and I said, hey, listen, I'm streaming a lot and I'm an affiliate on Twitch. I want to push your product and I want to use your program. So let me use your program and I'll promote XSplit. I'll promote XSplit for people to use on Twitch. They go, okay, cool. But you're an affiliate, you said, right? And they go, yeah, I'm an affiliate. Listen, right now we're only working with partners. You kind of run into that, right? But that's the thing that's really cool that I think should happen. This front page thing is kind of all right, but I think it goes hand in hand with, again, with the thing I'm talking about with the algorithm of Twitch. I think the algorithm of Twitch can kind of change and kind of be better, but it requires a sense of knowing that these are the people that we should push through our algorithm, because we safely know that they are professional streamers, that they are pushing to have the content made more professionally than someone like an affiliate, which isn't just going on to stream and streaming. They're making content outside of streaming, or they're doing some kind of event that is really good for streaming that pushes beyond just the, you know, turn on the stream and just play. So there should be that middle ground between affiliate and partnered in order for the algorithm to be more effective. Because I think right now the algorithm only pushes partner streamers. I think, I'm not too sure if that's true or not, but I feel like that is what is happening. And it only pushes people that are affiliates if it's a stream that isn't, that is a stream that you aren't following already. At least that's what happens with me, with my stream. That's what I notice, and that's what I'm kind of basing this off of. All right, so that's a cool two topics. Something that I was talking to about my friends, about in Twitch, in the terms of playing video games, right? The conversation that we had and the argument that we had was whether speedrunning is something that is kind of, so let me try to make sure that I get both sides of the argument here. The concept of speedrunning does not provide the ability for you to enjoy the game. Yeah, that's it. Provide the ability for you to enjoy the game to its fullest. Okay, that was the argument. And then, so that's so that really was, the question is, does speedrunning allow you to enjoy the game to the fullest? That's the question. The two opposing sides, the two opposing thoughts is no, it doesn't allow, because you're going too fast and you're not really, you know, going into the fine detail. And I go, yes, it is, because you are going into the fine detail, because you do more for the game, and you're trying to, you know, learn the coding and the way things are presented to you in order to, you know, exploit them and break the game, that you do enjoy the game more because of that. So that is a question, right? And that is something that we both kind of, I think it was like a 2-on-1 type of thing, where I felt like it did allow for streaming. It did allow for enjoying the game, where the other two felt like it didn't. And, you know, we can go back and forth and explain why or why not. I don't want to do that because they're not here to defend the points. But it got me thinking, why is it that I'm able to enjoy the games even though I'm trying to quickly go through the games, right? But now I'm kind of thinking about it, and it's like I'm playing my games on Twitch right now is something that is what they may not like, and that is that I'm playing the games all the way through and getting through it as quickly as possible and not enjoying every single intricacy of the game. And I'm only playing it once and I'm completely done with it. I'm not playing it multiple times in order to get the game's code or to enjoy the game a lot more. I'm just playing it once to have it done so I can go on to the next thing. And I think that is the thing that really is the problem with, I guess, speeding through the game. And I think that's the thing that they were talking about, right? As a spectator of the speedrun, I would say I agree. But as the player of the speedrun, I would heavily disagree. Heavily, heavily disagree. But we're not talking about whether you're a spectator or not. We're talking about whether you're playing it or not. So the way that I'm playing games right now is that, like, for BioShock 1, 2, and 3, 1, 2, and Infinite, I think it is. Yeah, 1, 2, and Infinite. I played through BioShock 1 to its entirety, and I played a lot of, like, I did use a lot of the upgrades, and I used a lot of the guns and the gun upgrades, and it was, you know, do everything 100%. You know, harvest all the little sisters, save all the little sisters. I did all that, right? But playing it through the stream, I kind of just ran through it and did what I needed to do and get all the little sisters. But then I didn't go and, you know, get all the power upgrades. I did not get all the weapon upgrades. And it's just, I wanted to get through the game as quickly as possible. And I didn't even do any of the side stuff that you can find to get a lot of money and stuff like that. On top of that, playing on easy, right? And the second thing was me playing BioShock 2. I had known about the game a little bit, and I kind of researched it a little bit in order for me to get the results that I wanted. So it wasn't authentic. It wasn't an authentic first play in order for me to understand the game's entirety, and I kind of understand what I can do in terms of the game's like story, main story. But that was just the main story, right? I didn't even do any of the side rooms. To this day, I don't know if there were any side rooms or if there are any interesting side pieces, simply because I wanted to get through the game as quickly as possible in order to go to the next game. And then BioShock Infinite is another mess. I think like 80% into the game crashes on me and didn't want to load. And I said, forget it. We're done with this game. And I just ended up playing something else. I did the stream for it, and I ended up watching the end of the stream, like the last story, like the last cutscene, and that was it. Just because of how mad I was that the game crashed on me. And in that game, I was like day two into it, and I was going through the game pretty quickly. And again, like I didn't get a lot of the upgrades. I don't know what all the upgrades are. I'm not sure if there's any more weapons that I didn't get, or if there were things, power-ups that I didn't get. But I know that side rooms, I didn't check any side rooms. I didn't do any of that stuff. And I just did mainly the story. That's it, right? So I kind of want to know about your guys' suggestions on that and how you guys feel about that. Because as a streamer myself, I kind of don't like having to spend too much time on a game and kind of being bored of it, you know, two weeks in. If you have something like Fallout, something that's more open world, you kind of are allowed to play the game. I wouldn't say allow, but you kind of are invited to play the game for longer than a month, simply because there are so many things you can do in the game, especially something with like Fallout New Vegas that has all these different DLCs and people are making mods for them now that add different stories and add different weapons and abilities they can use. Like, all that stuff is really cool for you to kind of work with and consistently play the game. But yeah, I think that's something that I really thought about. That's something that I really thought about, and I kind of, you know, questioned, am I really enjoying the game? Playing games on Twitch, what games to play, and, you know, all those different things. But I think my way of playing just the game really quickly is something that I shouldn't be doing. I don't know. I feel like every week we're playing a new game and we're playing something different as well. It's not always a shooter. It's like, you know, platforming and even today I might go and just play Poker Nights. I think that's Poker Nights 2, I think it's called. And just have, you know, a stream where you can interact with the stream. So thank you guys so much for your time. I hope you guys enjoyed the stream. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Again, go check out my Twitter, go check out my Facebook, go check out all my Instagram stuff. And you'll see it always as Forward Life on these places. You can also go check out Forward Media on Twitch and on Twitter. These places are the places I'm going to be working on for my Forward Media quote-unquote company that I'm working on. Just kind of ironing out the kinks and ironing out the creases of how I want the content to be organized. But thank you guys so much for listening to the Forward Life podcast. This is the point. And if you were a sponsor, you would be able to insert your ad. I'm going to keep on doing that until someone sponsors me. All right. Enjoy. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have a nice day and weekend.